Scripture reading for today is going to come from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 29 through 31 to the end of the chapter. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate.
Let's go to chapter 3 of the book of Genesis, verse 1. So I'm not going to read it right now. What I'm going to do is talk about what happens before Genesis chapter 3. God created Adam in his own image. God gave him several tasks. We have no idea because there was no age, no death in the book of Genesis before chapter 3. And so the earth could have been in existence for gazillions of years. But it wasn't, but it could have been. Because there's no age or no death, there was no way because it was pristine. When something's new, it stays new. So Adam was given the task to name every human being he gave him, or every animal, and he gave them all names, and he came back to God, and he said to God, I never found anything in all of creation to have a relationship with, nothing that I identified with. So the thing about Adam was he had self-identity. He knew who God was, had insurmountable love with God, oneness with God. He did what God wanted. He was had dominion over all the earth, Adam did, which he passed on to us. Okay, you leave it now? He's in a hurry. Gotta do something. So Adam was in a perfect relationship with the living God. And this is important that you understand this, people. He was in a perfect relationship with God. And still he had need. Now that's a thought to think about. He was in a perfect relationship with God. And still he had need. And he knew he had need. Now, God designed Adam to know that. Because God knew that Adam, in order to do what God wanted him to do, he needed someone else. And so God made Adam fall asleep. And from his side, he took a rib. And from that rib, he made woman, which he named Eve. And this is what Adam said about Eve. Now, remember, he's called a dog, or whatever God, whatever some people said. He said, no, they were a canine, which is fine. Cats, alligators, snakes, whatever, elephants, wombats. Whatever they were. He named them all. He saw them all. He saw them interact. He saw them in their environment. He saw the relationship they had. And he had need and he created Eve. And this is what Adam said about Eve. This is bone of my bone. Isn't that romantic? Flesh of my flesh. There's no lust in Adam. Y'all, men, wake up. There's no lust here. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. Now, he had no parents, but God pronounced that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is reunited with his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So what Eve did was he completed man. There is nothing else. There is no set of golf clubs. There's no salary. There's no job. There's no fame. The average salary of a quarterback in the NFL is $32 million. There is no job that completes man. Only a woman. That's the way God intended that to be. So she, in essence, becomes man's most valuable possession. And God gave her a role. There's many roles. I would miss all of them if I told you all of them. But she cared for Adam. Now why? Because man needed cared for. Isn't that right, Dave? There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. No matter how complete a man is, no matter how perfectionistic he is, no matter whether he does his own clothes or dresses himself, she needs to take care of him. She's a nurturer. She nurtures man, and she nurtures children. She nurtures her environment. And if she... Now, we're talking before the fall. So before the fall, the woman completed man. Man completed woman. So together, according to the biblical understanding, listen to this, people. A man and woman are the most powerful force and authority on earth. Hello? A man and woman together are the most powerful force on earth. So they need to respect each other. Remember, men, you need her. Don't act like you don't need her. And don't make her feel like you don't need her. Because you need her. Women, don't ignore your men. Let them know how much you love and care for them. And if you don't love and care for them, if you have resentment, then you need to learn the biblical relationship skill of forgiveness. Now that all happened in chapter 3, where that which was perfect in its relationship became flawed. A war broke out in heaven between a third of the angels against God. And God's army fought, and they defeated the third of the angels, which Lucifer, which that's not his name now, his name's Satan now, but his name's Lucifer. A Lucifer headed up that war because he wanted to be loved more than God. Not equal, but more than God. And so, to continue the attack, he goes to the garden, which Lucifer had been there before. Satan was known by Adam and Eve. They were associates before the fall. What am I saying? I'm saying angels would come and go in the garden. And Adam would talk to them, Eve would talk to them, he had a relationship with them. The war broke out. Adam and Eve were not in the war, but they became a focus of a battle. And Satan, in his wiliness, knew how to defile Adam and Eve. Now, y'all can be upset with me about this, or you could say I'm crazy, but let me tell you what, I know this is true. We are who we are because we were warred over in the book of Genesis, and Satan defiled us because he manipulated and deceived us. It says, Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. You stop and think about it. You ever observe animals in the wilderness? They are wily. So being so wily, crafty, by the word, that's a Hebrew word for war games. Did you know that? That's what it means. He broke out a war against Adam and Eve. He said, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden. And if you must not touch it, or you will die. You will not surely die, he said. So Satan is accusing God before man. That happens to you. You don't realize it. But Satan accuses God before you. He doesn't love you. There is no God. I like that one. People believe that more and more every day. He says many other things about God. You will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman. For God knows when you eat it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God. Why was that attractive? Why was that attractive to her? Because Eve loved God with all her heart. She had a perfect relationship with him. She worshiped him. There are people who say that we worship God better than other people, and we know really how, nobody knows how to worship God. Adam and Eve did. They knew how to worship God in their heart all the time. And it tempted her because she would dearly love to be like God. Wouldn't you like to be like your mom and dad when you're little? If you had good parents, I wanted to be like my mother. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, so she was dragged away and enticed. And she said, I could also have wisdom that was like God's wisdom. She took some and she ate it. Nothing happened to her. She didn't die. It didn't seem like anything changed. So she gave some to her husband. It doesn't say much of a conversation went on between them. And he took it. And he ate it, and it says he fell, and he died, and she did too. Verse 7 says, both their eyes were opened, and they realized they were naked. We've been naked for so long, we don't realize we're naked humans. Did you know that? But we are. We're weak. We're afraid. But still, women complete men, and men complete women, and make one flesh. If we follow the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, He shows us how to love one another, which Adam and Eve lost in the garden. They had to relearn what they had lost. Had to relearn it. And they have to remind each other what they need to know and how they need to live. The biblical truth that is found in Scripture, that is taught by Jesus Christ, we are being accused and lied to by the enemy, Satan, that women aren't really what women are and men aren't really what men are. That any kind of relationship and behavior they want to live in is okay. You can live with men, you can live with women, women with women, men with men. And it's okay. They have stolen truth from us. The world, the flesh, and devil has stolen truth from us. Any philosophical understanding of those concepts that are not of God was given to us to destroy us. We don't have peace in us. We don't have joy because we've abandoned the principles that God set forth in the Garden of Eden. We have, even in the Christian community, we have different biblical understandings of relationships than what Christ taught. We've replaced psychology for forgiveness. We've replaced the power and authority of God for some kind of an emotional exercise on how to tolerate the pain that lives inside of us when Jesus will heal us. We've lost it. And no matter how loud these philosophical truths are yelled, or even people try and impose upon their philosophical truth, because remember, we live in a fallen world, it's run by fallen people, and we're not going to get truth from them. But no matter how much they yell, no matter how much it's proclaimed, no matter how much it's in movies, no matter how much it's in music, literature, whatever, no matter how much it is exposed to us, whether we're forced to be trained in it, these philosophies, they're lies. Because God created woman, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of me. Wow. So women need to be honored, loved, cherished, protected. And ladies, if you want to be loved, cherished, and respected in the way that Jesus Christ teaches, not the way of the world teaches, but the way Jesus Christ teaches, then you've got to find a man who loves Jesus Christ with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength. Do not think that some man who does not love Jesus Christ will give you what you're looking for. He will not. He will not do it. He cannot do it. He does not have the ability to do it. No matter how much he loves you, he can't do it because it's not in his nature. That's hard to believe, but it's the truth. You deserve to be loved and cherished, protected, honored, respected. Now, poor Jeannie married me. She was a Christian, and I was just a year old in the Lord. And I am so glad she fell in love with me, and we got married. But man, did I have to learn how to treat you the way God wanted. Sorry it took so long. It's okay, I said that to her, isn't it?
About time.
Yeah. Patrick's counting. Was a long time. It's how stubborn I am. So today's a day, you guys get tired of me talking about this, but there was a lady named Anna Jarvis down in Grafton, West Virginia, who stood up on a Sunday morning and she said something. I forget what she said about her mother. She gave her a flower. The next, that same time period, a year later, she did the same thing. Eventually, Abraham Lincoln declared Mother's Day. I think it was Abraham Lincoln. As a holiday. And now, more people go out to eat on Mother's Day than just about any other day of the year. Did you know that? They go, you wait in line. You honor your mother by waiting in line as a restaurant.
Me being quiet and patient.
What's that?
Me being quiet and patient. You mean being quiet and patient?
Quiet and patient? Boy, that must be easy for him. I'm not. And the flowers do, they just do, the flower companies just do a bang up business. You need to realize your children wouldn't be who they, where they are without a godly parent, a godly mother. I don't care how efficient you men are, but you cannot nurture like a woman. It's just all there is to it. So I want you to understand that marriage is the first institution that God declared. He was the one who produced the first married union. It is not man's philosophy who does that. It is not a government. It is not a state. It is not a municipality. It is God who created the family unit. Now, there's a lot of family units out there that are not godly, and you can play with those if we want, but I'm telling you what, the most righteous one is a godly family.